Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation. Make sure to go check us out over there at hoop-ball.com, hoop-ball.com. Check out the DFS Pass. Love what they're doing over there. Hoopball 360 will get you all of our premium content, $12.99. We also have tons and tons and tons of free content and basic forum stuff, general chats, all that good stuff. The Wager Pass is real fun. The Discord server chats for the premium folks, that's real exciting, really entertaining. You can find us at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter or at Hoopball Tweets. Like I said, I'm at DALE007. Today, I am going to just kind of run through a gamut of things. Solo show today on this Friday. College basketball heavy. Got some smaller stuff starting about 3, 4 Central Standard Time, PM. NBA, of course, larger than what it's been the last couple of nights. Rolling into the weekend. Recording this on Thursday night to jump the gun for Friday. Taking a look at some early lines. Going to talk about Manscaped, though. We're going to do that first and foremost before we get into this show. Go over there, manscaped.com. Use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Going to get free shipping and 20% off of your order. Weed Whacker just came out, lithium battery operated, dual motors, tugless technology, smooth and gentle. Use that in combination with the Lawnmower 3.0. You're going to be taken care of, just A-OK. A-OK. All right. Manscaped, like I said, get your lawn mowed. Use promo code HOOPBALL20. Going to jump right in here into college ball. 3 o'clock. Got Monmouth and Niagara. Really like this one. Niagara +2, something I'm looking at. The underdogs have been winning in the first games of these back-to-backs lately in the MAAC. Monmouth plays some really good ball. Niagara plays some as well. They play some really good defense. Niagara +2, something I really like. Louisiana Lafayette, Texas State, over 131.5. It's come up from 130.5. Close game, even spread almost. It's a 4-point spread right now, just a couple of possessions. Both teams 11-4 on the year. This will be a low-key good matchup on the Sun Belt. And like I said, you know, we're going to run a little quicker through these today. Tonight, I guess. Just, you know, we're cramming a lot of stuff in here, a lot of content you're going to be getting. But I just wanted to point out the quicker pace, quicker than normal pace. I'm going to keep it going, see if we got any other 4 o'clock games here coming at you. There is a 2 o'clock game I'm going to backtrack. North Texas and Rice. This is a no bet game for me, which is why I jumped over it initially. The total has gone up by 2 points from 135 to 137. Both defenses tend to leak a little bit more like a sieve. I've seen some scoring from both of these teams from time to time. I just don't feel confident. And like I said earlier in the week, Conference USA is a tough basketball conference to handicap. So ultimately staying away from that one. Detroit, Youngstown State, it's a pick 'em. It was minus one to Detroit coming on the road. I like Youngstown State here at a pick in their home court. They've had some good wins there to begin the year. They just recently beat Wright State there. And, yeah, Detroit, you know, they don't play a lot of good defense. All right. Make sure I don't skip over any other 4 o'clock games. We can move into the 5 o'clockers if that's the case. All right. Few 5 o'clock games. A lot of 5 o'clock. University Incarnate Word. I'm sorry, that's not Incarnate Word. That's Illinois Chicago against Northern Kentucky, the Norse. Minus 2.5 for Northern Kentucky, over under 134. No true opinion on this game. Punt, punt, punt. Longwood Presbyterian, punt. If I would lean anything, I like Longwood minus 2. I've seen some better stretches of quality ball from them. Milwaukee, IUPUI. Punt, you know, these 5 o'clock games just kind of space fillers. Punt for me on that. Florida International, Charlotte. Not sure why Charlotte is 7-point favorites. I mean, they are playing good. They have a good defense. Florida International, though, they also have a good defense, and they keep things close. But, again, punt. UNC Asheville, Winthrop. Winthrop went ahead and got the win, stayed undefeated against UNC Asheville tonight. Rolling it over into tomorrow on Friday at 5 p.m. They're going to play again in this back-to-back. This is interesting. UNCA, you know, Asheville, they did not win, but they covered kind of what I thought might happen. Winthrop still undefeated, 16-0 it looks. But again, punt. Like I said, these 5 o'clock games, man, punt. Bellarmine, like I said, look out for Bellarmine for next year. They're making a jump from Division II, so they are winning and getting some notoriety in my book. The standalone 5:30 game that I just cannot make up on my mind on, St. Louis and Richmond, this game right here is giving me some fits. I don't know which way to go with it. 149 was the opening number for the total. It's 146.5 now. We're almost at a 3-point movement. So I want to go ahead and see if I can't find a value spot in Richmond, because St. Louis is exploited a little bit in their recent loss, losing their last game. So, you know, I'm looking at that angle just to kind of pull the curtain back a little bit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Starting off with the 6 o'clock games, Stetson University, Florida Gulf Coast. Stetson plus 1.5 is something that sticks out to me. They had a lot of returning talent and productivity, comeback, production, all that good stuff. But again, mostly going to be a punt game for me. UT Arlington, Arkansas State. University of Texas Arlington, minus 3 on the road as a favorite. Over under 147.5. I think Arlington being the favorite here is the right thing. Minus 3 is good. Arkansas State allows a lot of points, even at home. So there's no true home court advantage here for them. Ohio, Buffalo, this is going to be a really good action matchup. 160.5 is the total. 161 is where it was at. Plus 3 for Ohio. They lost a hook from the 3.5 at the opening number. going on the road against Buffalo. Ohio plus 3. I think Ohio could honestly even win this game. I like the number more the more that I look at it. Ohio, that Jason Presley kid, the one I talk about every time I talk about Ohio. Yeah, he plays on Ohio. All right. Liberty, Jacksonville. Liberty hasn't played a game in what it seems like almost 2 months. They're 10.5 point favorites, which I think is, you know, I think that's the right call. But punt, yeah, I'm saying that word a lot, and I told you I would, so I apologize. University of Northern Alabama and Northern Florida going at each other. This is a one-point game spread, almost a pick 'em. 146 is the total. This is just an even balanced matchup right here. I think this is actually going to be a real fun quality matchup to watch between a couple of smaller schools. 6 p.m. on ESPN Plus. If you want to check it out, check it out. It'll be a good matchup. Northern Florida, they are the Ospreys, and so they are monikered the Birds of Trey because they take a lot of threes. Ostreys. UC Santa Barbara, UC Davis. Like I said, Big West is giving me fits this year. I don't have a lot of intake or insight on these UC schools, the Santa Barbaras, you know, UC Davis's. I'm going to go ahead and punt as well as on the Cal State Northridge and Cal Poly. Cal Poly's pretty terrible. They're 4-point dogs. It's come up from 2.5 to 4.5. Cal State Northridge starting to play a little bit better defense, a little more efficient offense over the last week and a half. So if anything was a lean that I'm giving out, Cal State Northridge to go ahead and go on the road and cover. See about here. Let's wrap up these 6 o'clock games, roll into 6:30s. Appalachian State minus 4.5 at Troy. Troy's played a little bit better as of late, but Appalachian State's defense is really starting to hanker in. I locked in 3.5. It opened at 3, and it's already rapidly shot up to 4.5. And we're not even in the morning time yet. So just about to approach 11 p.m. on the Central Standard Time frame. High Point, Gardner-Webb. Gardner-Webb minus 8. Really like this spot against a lesser opponent. Small school against small school, Big South Conference. The talent disparity drop-off is very, very abrupt, and Gardner-Webb's got more talent than High Point. Gardner-Webb minus 8. Green Bay, Cleveland State. Cleveland State minus 5.5. It was, and now it's down to 4.5. So I got the opposite side of the movement. I like Cleveland State minus 5.5 at home against Green Bay. Green Bay gives up a ton of points, all sorts of them. Charleston Southern going on the road to take on the Campbell Camels. The Campbell Camels are 7.5 point favorites. Let me get that. I'm going to go with that. You know, they went through the buzzsaw recently of Wofford and UNC Greensboro and Mercer. So, you know, they ran through the gamut. Now they get a nice 1-13 Charleston Southern. Look for Campbell to take advantage of this and be happy for the reprieve. Northern Colorado, Northern Arizona was postponed from tonight. It's going to be played tomorrow. I did have a play on the game. I was on the Northern Colorado side, but after the postponement, I am actually just, you know, going to let that one fall off. So get some later slate games. We'll hop on over to the NBA. We'll wrap it up. Like I said, we're going to be brisking through. We have a surprise weekend edition for y'all tonight or sometime coming up. Break down Saturday in its entirety, maybe Saturday and Sunday, just like a mega episode, a big episode. Oakland, Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne. Let's skip this one. We'll skip that one. North Dakota State, University of Missouri, Kansas City. UNKC's been playing some good ball lately, plus two at home. Might take a look at that. Over under 125. Might take a look at the over. Nebraska, Omaha, playing South Dakota, going on the road. They are 8.5-point road dogs. No true opinion on this game. Manhattan, St. Peter's, Manhattan plus 9.5. I think I will take a stab. I'm going to take a stab at that. Underdog in the first game of these back-to-backs. You know, I've backed St. Peter's this year and lost a couple times. So I am looking to probably just go ahead and try the opposite side right here. Coastal Carolina, Georgia Southern, this is going to be a good Fun Belt matchup. Over under 140.5. It's come down from 142.5. You know, this one's a hard one. This is a hard one. These are two very evenly matched teams, one possession spread, really tight line. I like to stay away from those really tight lines. This is just a tough one. Iowa, Illinois, battle of two ranked Big Ten teams. Iowa going on the road, getting 2 points. I like it. I do. The Big Ten road teams theory, I'm still continuing on. I'm gathering more data on. I'm lost on one tonight. But, you know, still taking it in. Still taking it in. Iowa could win that game outright, in my opinion. New Mexico State about to play their fifth and only fifth game of the whole season against Grand Canyon. No opinion. New Mexico State has been out for so long, it's hard to, you know, decide what I think might happen with this. Robert Morris, Wright State minus 15.5. Robert Morris covered against a big spread recently. I might go in this direction. It might make my final card. Plus 15.5 for Robert Morris on the road. Like I said, Wright State struggles against these big spreads from time to time. Might look at this. Cal State Fullerton, Cal State Bakersfield. Like I said, Big West, I love you, but I don't have a large data bank as far as my knowledge on this conference on this year. Next year, though, seems like I cycle them in every other year. I've got my conferences that I love and that I fall in love with. And then the last game, the last play for me, Boise State, Colorado State, battle of two very phenomenal Mountain West Conference teams. Boise State's 13-2 on the year, Colorado State 12-3. Over under 145.5. I'm going over 145, and I am going to enjoy this tight matchup. It's a 1.5-point spread right now. Boise State flipped it from being plus 1.5 to minus 1.5 road favorites. So look for a very competitive, fun matchup here between these two teams. We're going to talk about some NBA. Before I do, I want to go ahead and talk about my other show sponsor for today, and that is going to be MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag, you go over there, use promo code HOOPBALL. You let them know that we sent you, that Devin sent you, and then you're going to get some customer service that is second to none. You're going to get some diversified games that you're going to get to play. You're going to bet on lots of stuff. You're going to have parlay options. You're going to have teasers and this and that and if bets and big smalls and blackjack and multi-hand poker and all that good stuff. Promo code's going to get you up to $1,000, 50% match. Go ahead and cash that in. Use some of the free money on some of these college picks and some of these NBA picks that we're rolling out. Use it on some of the picks on the wager pass. And just kind of build some bankroll with us. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, let's talk some NBA. Oh, yeah, MyBookie. Yeah, like I said, go check them out. Like I said, we're going to talk about this NBA card. It's a weird card. It's a weird, weird card. You'll see once we start digging through it. But it's big. It's sizable, but not a lot of value in the card, in my opinion. So we're going to navigate it real briefly, and we're going to also navigate it real cautiously. Indiana, Charlotte, a lot of health stuff going on. A lot of people in and out of the rotations here for both teams right now. Indiana, Charlotte, Charlotte being a plus 3 point home dog, it was at 4, so some movement. 4, I mean, that just seems really small in my opinion for Indiana and the Pacers. Charlotte got Zeller back, so Biombo is dissolved to nothing. LaMelo has been in a little slump. Over under 220. 220 and a half is where it opened. No true opinion on this. No side, no total for me. This is a game that starts at 6 p.m. Central Standard. Another 6 o'clock game, Atlanta, Washington. This one is another weird one. Minus 4.5, over under 232. 2 points swing downward from 234. Atlanta, Washington, punt game for me. I'm going to have some fantasy stuff tied into this game, some DFS looks. So Washington's actually getting some guys back. Bertans, Avita, the rest of the folks that were on the COVID protocols. So a lot of in and out parts for this team in this game. So I'm going to stay away. It's going to be a weird one in my opinion. 6:30, Milwaukee, New Orleans, a game that I'm not staying away from. Milwaukee minus 7. I like them up to minus 10. And, you know, what's going on here is the fact that New Orleans doesn't really play a lot of defense, over under 228.5. It's actually a high number in my opinion, only because Milwaukee's going to be able to score at will. The lack of size against Giannis, Middleton's sharp shooting abilities, on pace for 50, 40, 90. It's just ridiculous how he shoots in, out, all around. New Orleans, I think they're going to be able to score some points, but just not enough. This is going to be closer in the first half, but it's going to get stretched out by Milwaukee. And the caliber of teams are going to be, you know, obvious towards the end of the game. Sacramento, Toronto. Toronto is on my no bet list, so we are going to go ahead and skip this one. Sacramento, if you want some digs and takes on them, go check out Aaron Brewski or at VM Center, Mr. Vince Miracle, Kings man themselves. They love the Kings. They are obviously well versed in their Kings knowledge. Cleveland, New York Knicks. This is a pick'em. Oh boy, this is going to be an ugly one. This is a pick'em. Someone's going to win by 15. Over under 206. Was 205.5, complete stay away from me. This is going to be a weird, just, oh, man, nasty Eastern Conference game. Oh, boy. Don't have all the lines as of right now for Philadelphia, Minnesota. 7.5 points on the spread is what I'm finding right now for Philadelphia. No over-under set right now. My guess would be somewhere around the 221 mark. With the chance of a blowout in Philadelphia being down some key guys like Joel Embiid, if he decides to rest. Brooklyn, Oklahoma City, lots of revenge game narratives. Holy crap. James Harden, Jeff Green, Kevin Durant, all on Brooklyn, all used to play for Oklahoma City. And you know what? It's 8.5 right now for the home dogs under. 230.5 is the total. I think that needs to be higher. I think Oklahoma City is going to win the spread in this game. And Oklahoma City is in a good spot lately with getting guys back. Horford's back. He played phenomenally when he got back into action last night. Look for Oklahoma City to be pesky. They've covered against some tough, tough teams and won outright. You know, the Clippers were shorthanded, but the Thunder still beat them. And then the Thunder beat the Blazers, who the Blazers are starting to kind of look a little better. So Thunder plus 8.5, it's come down from 10. So lots of movement and lots of belief on their side. I think it should actually be more of a 6.5, 7 number. So I actually really like the spot for the Thunder. Clippers, Orlando, over under 212.5. I'm going to go ahead and take the over of 212.5. It opened at 212. This is a tight, tight line. 2 point spread right now. So I think this is going to be a close game. Actually has a chance for some overtime potential in that dynamic. Looking for that. That'll be a fun little thing to keep an eye out on. Denver, San Antonio, Spurs. Denver -4. They are on a complete tear on this road trip. They are locked in. You would expect them to steamroll the Spurs. Over-unders at 224. Spurs are getting some guys in and out. Derek White's coming back again. So their rotations and their chemistry could be all muffed up. So I'm looking for Denver, San Antonio to maybe combine for an under. But Denver winning by more than four, about 5 points, would not be something that shocked me. Yeah, that wraps up the NBA slate. Like I said, sorry for the briefness. Went ahead and just got this thing put together with some first looks. I wanted to make sure to get it out there quickly so that way we could dissect the market moves and everything and have this information in front of us when we do. So with that being said, make sure that you go over and leave a review on Apple Music or on Stitcher. You make sure to follow us on Spotify. Make sure to reach out to us on Twitter. Reach out to me. DM me. Tell me what I suck at, what I could do better at. Leave a one-star review. You better tell us why. So that's what we say around here. Well, it was a pleasure. It was. I really enjoyed it, as I always do. This is a great Friday show. Lots to unpack. Lots of college ball. Lots of games. Lots of weird values out there, I believe. A lot of deep digging that needs to be done for the Friday slate on college and NBA. Not a lot of top pickers, you know, ones that you can just pick off the top of the pile. So we're actually going to have to work for some of this value. So as always, I'm sending you my good vibes and all of my good energies. We'll see you on the next one. You be safe. I'll be safe. And we'll be around. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.